Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Nerd Watch Magnum. Ladies and gentlemen, glad to be with you here on this lovely Tuesday evening.
This is a game.
It's Nerd Watch Magnum. We get a little more in-depth about certain topics in the nerd culture. I, of course, am G-Money. I'm joined by Gannon, Todd Bernardi, Format, Alika, Swan's here, and so is the Sage. He's here as well.
Yeah!
I've got two names.
Yeah.
It's going to be one of those shows.
So here's some interesting news I wanted to talk about. Or not even news, but I've been trying to catch... Because, by the way, I want to mention this, which I should have mentioned earlier, but I want to thank Todd for being such a kind friend and assisting me this week with my vehicle, or last week with my car. I have I haven't had a car in the last week and a half.
Yeah, it was great.
And Todd has been kind enough.
I had to weld it back together.
He was kind enough to help me out, put it to, and help me out with rides and such. So, yeah,
you're definitely a car guy. I can tell. Yeah.
Vroom vroom.
So I appreciate that.
That's the sound they make, right?
Yeah.
thank you. Thanks. Yeah, no problem.
Hey, hey, Todd, why don't you shut up so I can thank you? So I want to say thanks to Todd for helping me out this past week. I certainly appreciate it.
Now everybody else can go around the room and say why they're thankful for me.
It is a time for thank yous because it is Thanksgiving. So why don't we start, because that's exactly where I was going. It's so funny that you say that, because that's exactly where I was going to go. I'm very thankful for Todd for this past week and helping me out with my my vehicle and giving me rides to work, so I really appreciate that. There's more than that, but of course I want to go around the room first. And Nerd Watch, it's another year for us here at the Nerd Watch, and what are we thankful for this year? So let's start with
thankful for boobs.
Cynical porn.
Let's start off with the comic book henchman first. Comic book henchman, what are you thankful for this Thanksgiving?
Well, one, I better hope that next thank you for me is for the stores and Alika for opening it.
That's implied. This store's
that's like a given.
Yeah. This store's success.
You shouldn't expect to hear that.
Yeah, right.
More.
This store's success hinges on the Nerd Watch.
Hey, so stop making the noise.
I really think that it hinges.
Coming from the guy that doesn't buy anything.
Go back to let's go back about, I think it's 20 or so episodes where I said, and I quote, "I made you."
Pretty much. Yeah.
That's right. I did say I made you.
No, I said I made you.
Oh, that's you.
I made you.
Okay, that's right.
I remember that.
So. I made you who you are. He's not that far off.
So you're thankful for the store. As soon as you're done sucking off Alika's ponytail.
Whoa.
Or man bun.
It's like one of those Avatar tails.
It's weird. It's really
called
weird.
A halo.
Oh, man.
Nerd.
I love that you know that.
Anything else?
That's part of your regular knowledge.
But the reason I memorize that is because it's the most pornographic fictional body part there ever was. It's like everything it touches.
It's a in that movie, because they tell you.
Everything the Halo touches, it's basically like making love to.
It's like sensory overload, right?
It's like, let me walk around this meadow and sniff all the flowers.
That's
and the
right.
Halo is like getting tangled up and stuff. You're like, oh,
the Halo is the pleasure center. It's like the sweet.
Yeah, it's like rubbing on things.
Yeah, exactly.
Could you not touch my Halo?
Do
you know what that is?
Yeah, exactly.
Tentakuru is gonna have a Halo.
Yeah, I'm spent.
Anything else, Swanee?
Besides family and whatnot, you guys
talk a little louder. I can't hear you. Dang it.
Besides the family, friends, like you guys, really.
Oh, we're friends now.
Yeah.
Friends.
Not G. But.
No, okay, good.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. I've met my quota. Anyway. So good. Well, I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad you're thankful for the store. And we're thankful that you're the henchman. Sage?
Sir.
What about you? What's anything you're thankful for?
Yeah, actually, I'm thankful I get to go over and see my children for Christmas.
Ooh, nice.
On the Big Island and my lady love. They're all over there. So
Good.
Get to go spend a couple weeks over there. And
good.
Really happy about the con and had a great time. And
You sound very introspective right now.
Well, it's family and friends, and that's my family, and you guys are
my friends. He is kind of talking like he wants us to hang on every...
Well, it's not like I'm on here all the time.
He's like, yeah, you sound like Alan Rickman.
What's the deal,
here?
Man?
It's Thanksgiving. I'm thankful for friends and family.
Good, good. Well, glad to hear it. Anything new happening for you? When are you leaving, by the way, to go see the fam?
23rd to the 9th.
November
23rd. Did you get authorization from G for that time off?
That is true.
Oh, yeah, I didn't check in with you guys on that one.
Yeah, he checked in with me on our long trip to Lahaina. He told me about it. So what I had to do was I had to counsel him once, and then he's got two more, right. And then after that, yeah, that's it.
True.
So he should be good. Alika, sir, what about you? It is Thanksgiving as we go for another year, 2017.
Todd as well.
I'm thankful for so many things.
Here we go. All right,
let's go in alphabetical order.
All right, let's go.
Marvel Comics.
Albedo.
No, I'm just.
Seriously, like I don't know what I look like on the outside. I must have some mean resting bitch face syndrome because everybody's like asking me because I look tired or I look angry all the time. But seriously, like right now, I am doing more of the things I love, except for going outdoors and diving and fishing and jujitsu and all the active stuff I used to do. But like the things that I get to be near comics and creators, I've met so many artists and not just, you know, the famous ones who've passed through the store and everything, which like that is like ridiculously lucky that some of the, like, we've had Jim Lee, Rob Liefeld, John Layman, Curtis Weeb,
Joey Randall. No, he's talking about the famous ones.
Tad Stones, James Silvani,
Aaron Sparrow,
Trina Robbins,
Steve Lalo, and we, you know, and the list keeps going. And it seems like they're just drawn here, like, and it's so very lucky for us. I haven't had to do much to, and so I'm very thankful that that's happened. These past few years with the store have been great.
Yeah.
Like, more than I could have ever expected. I mean, you know, you have a want list when you set out to do something like this, and it's like, I've already overshot that want list by far. Like, I never thought that any of this would be as, you know, as good as it's been. So,
sure.
Very grateful for all of that.
Absolutely.
And grateful for my wife who takes care of the kids while all this store stuff has to go on. You know, she's very understanding. And
it's not easy owning a small business because it definitely takes away from family time and your kids and your wife. And it becomes your second mate and your business becomes your first mate, which is always how it happens. So it takes a strong family to deal with that stuff. So that's very nice to hear, Alika. What about you, Format?
I am thankful for the children because I believe that they are the future.
Wow. Right.
And, I am thankful for world peace. And
we have world peace.
You're not running
pie.
For Miss Hawaii. You're Yeah.
Thankful for
I'd
pie.
Vote for him.
No, I'm thankful for a lot of things. I'm thankful that we have Thanksgiving. So we're reminded to thank, you know, be thankful for things.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
And give thanks because it's Thanksgiving.
Yes, sir.
It's implied in the title.
Nice.
I'm thankful for, you know, the usual stuff that all these guys said.
Sure.
Family, friends, games, of course.
Yeah.
Time to play those games.
Yeah.
And the money in which to purchase said games.
If there's one thing that eludes anybody, it's like the time to play them is what gets eluded the most, is the time to play them.
Yeah, usually.
Yeah.
Thankful for toys. I'm thankful for technology in general.
Good.
Because
you're our techno savvy.
Leaps and bounds in the last you know, few decades alone.
Yeah.
I'm thankful that you guys watch Black Mirror, so I never have to.
It's very specific as well.
For Netflix. Netflix has been awesome.
We're going to talk about that later, because Netflix has got some really cool stuff for December.
Yeah,
we'll talk about that after.
I'm thankful for literacy. being able to read, I think that's very important.
I could not agree more.
You know, I'm doing my best to pass that.
The internet would be so weird without reading.
Yeah, right? If it was just a bunch of apes just pounding on keyboards all day.
It's not that far removed from that.
Well, yeah, true. But it would be so much worse.
Crazy.
I'm thankful for applause. I'm thankful for Mexican food and Italian food. I'm
good.
A big fan of pizzas.
Good.
Not Hawaiian pizzas. That's gross. I'm also thankful for air. Air is good. Oxygen.
Okay.
Yeah. And good. Water. Water's good.
Good
too.
Good.
Air and water.
Good.
What else?
Todd
pens? I'm thankful for pens.
No, he's
Todd needs a turn here.
No, he's already taken all of mine. So
that was kind of
the point is to stop kind of Todd from talking,
there.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm also thankful for writing instruments in general. They're
pencils. Pencils.
Yeah. I mean, you can write with those too.
All right. That's good.
And
markers.
The culinary arts. Without those, it would be junk.
Yeah.
What else? All right. There's so many things.
There's so many things. Well, why don't you?
I'm thankful for soap and deodorant.
All right. Well, listen.
I wish Todd would use it.
Well, do us a favor. Think about more things, and I'll move on to Todd.
I guess so.
Todd, what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful that Todd gave up his time so that I can speak more.
While Todd is over here, he's drawing for his comic book. For some reason, he's drawing Osama bin Laden. I don't know why.
It's Paul Bunyan.
Oh, is it Paul Bunyan?
It's Paul Bunyan.
Oh, crazy. It looks like Osama.
Yeah. Well, I know.
Osama.
I could see how you would think so.
Yeah. I'm kind of far away from it.
Some giant hero of American folklore would look Muslim because of the beard.
Because of the beard.
You racist.
Sorry. Go ahead. What are you thankful for this year, Todd?
I'm thankful for Paul Bunyan looking like a Muslim. Friends and family, I don't want to take up too much more time with all of this. So, I'm really thankful for the opportunity to draw these comics that I do and to share my life with my wife and
very
and
good
baby.
My wife.
I've got a question. Does she know that she's being shared?
Yeah, we and.
Yeah, that question's actually very dark.
Yeah.
That she's not even aware.
Yeah, I know.
I'm expecting her over at the house tomorrow.
Robert Redford will be waiting.
So, pins too. Pins are great. Markers.
Right?
Markers. My fans are great. I guess I'm thankful for all my fans.
All six.
A whopping number 19 on the list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've seen the email list, haven't you?
Did you say your daughter as well?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Good. Can't forget the Bernardi baby. Yeah. As well.
I'm thankful for. No, I'm just kidding.
All righty, Gannon. You're it, sir. What can the punk rock superstar be thankful for?
I think all my friends and family can go to hell. I think all you guys can go to hell. Everything that happened this year sucked, including Maui Comic Con. All of the shows that I was a part of.
Cut his mic.
I think.
Enough with this guy.
Yeah.
That's cool. We'll see you in hell.
Probably will see Gannon in hell.
Yeah.
Keep one of the pews open for you.
Yeah, I'm actually just going to use my time thanking just to plug myself.
Go ahead.
I'm thankful for losing Battle of the Bands, but still getting studio time from the studio that put the show together.
Okay.
My band will be recording our first album. The end of this year to be released next year.
Oh,
so
right
I'm thankful as hell for that. It's about time.
Nice. Who's the guy, or I should say, who's the crazy guy that gets you guys a record deal?
No record deal. We're putting out the record ourselves, but the studio that's going to be recording us is Studio 23 out of Lahaina, which is literally a stone's throw away from where I stay.
Nice, nice. Mm-hmm. So, how long is it going to take you to, knowing you and your band?
We're a punk rock band, so we could probably finish the whole record in about 2 or 3 hours. why are you laughing?
Nice, nice. No. Do you have a title?
No, we're still hashing that out.
We're still hashing. Okay, good.
But Paul Bunyan was a mother.
I am actually very thankful for that. To get a little cheesy about it, because it's been a lot of hard work to get, just get to that point. Mm. So
you can name it Nuggets for Nipples.
Yeah, we could.
Are you looking for something to be punk rock esque in the name? Or are you looking to what are you looking for?
I don't know.
I was just asking.
It's kind of like naming a child before it's born. You won't really know what to name Samantha. It until you see it.
Well, if you named it, it would probably be Batman.
No, that's... See, now you're just being stupid.
All right. Fine.
Why are you still talking?
I don't know.
As a matter of fact, we're just going to skip over your thing. Because what you just said was stupid. I'm thankful to not hear what you're thankful for.
Anyway, well, that's good. I'm glad you're getting a new album. Hopefully, it'll be...
I'm thankful for the new album.
Yeah. It's going
to
be...
I'm thankful for media in which to listen to said album.
Well, it should be done by this year, hopefully.
We're gonna start recording it and probably finish it before the end of December.
Nice. Well, first of all... what the hell are you doing? Anyway... I'm
just going to keep interrupting the podcast.
Thanks. I appreciate that. Here's the thing is that, as far as being thankful, I just want to say a couple of things and then we'll move on to more interesting topics, but I thought we'd mention this. First of all, none of you bastards mentioned the Nerdwatch, so F you. And
I did. I said everybody from the Nerdwatch.
I said thank you for all the comments. Without you wouldn't be here.
I'm just what I'm saying is that I'm very happy and I'm very.
Why are we thanking you? You should thank us.
Well, I think that you should be thanking me for not just kidding for me having you on the show. Anyway, what I really want to say is I'm very thankful that we get to.
Said many times that this would have happened with or without.
not with this podcast and not with this kind of talent. Anyway, what I want to say is this: I really.
What do you mean this kind of talent?
You get the talent you pay for.
I have to say that. No. I'm telling you, I'm talented.
We're spiritually
rich.
Which
is why we're right.
But ultimately, I don't know how to put this, but I love doing this, like doing the show. I like doing it with you guys, and I very much.
I like doing it with you too.
I very much appreciate having an opportunity to do it with you.
You guys do it.
I'm very thankful that I had an opportunity to meet Alika when I did.
Before I got so famous.
before he was somebody.
Actually, bitch, I made you famous. Anyway.
I made you! I made you who you are!
I'm just kidding. Anyway.
This is the episode where we're all sober, too. Right.
This is great. No, but
drink up.
But honestly, what I'm saying is that you guys
are... That's the game for this pod. Every time you hear the things I'm thankful for, you take a drink.
Well, I just want to say, without you guys, this show would be nothing. I mean, I just host a show. You guys, your wit and you guys, your guys' expertise in your fields make it what it is today. So I love the Nerd Watch. I love doing what we do.
It's good.
You know, it's really awesome. You guys make the Nerd Watch what it is. And of course, obviously, Maui Comics and Collectibles. Without Maui Comics, there would never have been.
Yeah. You guys just wouldn't. Yeah, totally. I agree. I've been trying to say that this whole time.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So,
comics and collectibles.
I really like the fact that we have.
There would be no collectibles.
I think the coolest thing about this group of cats that we have here is that.
They're all feral.
Right. They're
but at
all
least
wild.
They've been neutered.
That's right. I have to say that what it is, I like the fact that everyone has a different talent. Like someone brings something to the table. Somebody compliments
somebody.
Which
one of you guys is double jointed?
You know, I'm, you know, I obviously I'm the face.
I don't want to know why you want to know that.
Watching. It's I just like the fact that everyone has different talents. I like the fact that Alika is more of the he's more of the doer and the go-getter, which I appreciate because I sometimes have my head in the clouds and I think of wonderful things, but I can never get them done because I'm not that guy. So that's really awesome for someone
like me. Yeah, at least
I'm
around to look at your ideas and go, this is garbage and not worth pursuing anyway.
That's right. So I really appreciate that.
He's the guy that destroys dreams.
Your no confidence vote's really encouraging to me. So, overall, though, I really think that this is so far for the Nerd Watch and for Maui Comics, it's kind of been kismet for us because we love.
What does kismet mean?
Kismet is a it's
Make
a reference to isn't it a reference to an old like there's an old like Middle Eastern story?
All I'm hearing is that you just use the words you don't know what it is.
It's kismet because it was a movie starring Howard Keel back in the
1950s. You know the band Kiss?
Yeah,
that's what little kids are called that listen to the band Kiss.
Oh, Kismet.
Yeah.
Nice. That makes perfect sense.
I accept that answer. Yeah.
You're welcome.
But yeah, other than of course the professional side of what we do here, there's not much
professional.
What?
Is that loosely
used? So it's used extremely
about?
Loosely.
What are you talking about?
But without you guys this show wouldn't be what it is.
The deuce are you talking
other
about?
Than this show, obviously my family. And things
wow.
like that.
It means a lot when it sounds obligated.
Yeah. I'm glad I have very few friends because I'm old and curmudgeonly.
I'm sure that was, you know.
It was more. It wasn't
you
by choice.
You put in a lot of work to,
yeah,
to pull
I
that
did.
Off.
I did. Yeah. Anyway.
Alienating people.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And people
but,
angry at you.
I hope you guys are thankful this Thanksgiving for the things that you...
I'm thankful for pot roast.
I'm thankful for turkey and mashed potatoes. We have turkey every once a year, and that's on Thanksgiving, and I'm a very traditional Thanksgiving guy.
I'm thankful for my girlfriend's crock pot.
Is that a code, sir?
An actual crock pot,
oh,
you jerk.
I was going to say, I thought that was like...
Like a slow cooker?
I thought she asked you not to bring up her crock pot on the show anymore.
Oh! She's never said that.
First off, she doesn't listen to the show.
Yeah.
She wouldn't.
Yeah, she's she doesn't apparently she doesn't like nerds. You know who I'm not thankful for?
She especially doesn't like you.
Okay, good. Yeah. Well, I'm not thankful for her.
Yeah, she
either.
Doesn't like you.
Okay, good. Well, it's nothing new.
She waved at me once.
Yeah, oh, good.
So I must be on her.
She thinks
good
the rest of you guys are cool, but
that's great.
She thinks you're dumb.
I'm kind of an ass. It's fine.
You are.
I get it. It's cool. I ain't got no problem. It's the vibe I give off.
It's the price you pay for.
Yeah. Being a douche. Yeah.
For wrestling.
I didn't say it.
I'm agreeing. I'm just totally agreeing with you.
I was going to say for being an honorable, upright, standing citizen.
Thank you.
It's really hard to say it and have the words mean something when you say them first.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
It's like you take the power away from it.
That's what I do. Anyway, enough with this schmaltzy baloney. Let's get to the point.
I am thankful for baloney.
That's the name of this pod, schmaltzy baloney.
That's good.
Schmaltzy baloney.
I would like to, and I don't need Todd's take on it, but I'm sure I'll get a sound effect from him. December 25th, just about a month away, Netflix is premiering an amazing movie.
Ugh, I already know what he's going to say.
Captain America Civil War hits Netflix December 25th. So,
I'm waiting to hear this sound effect.
That's it.
But you know, in true Netflix fashion, what's frustrating about it is it's just Captain America: Civil War.
Yeah,
nothing else.
It's weird.
Like it's not that you would expect the entire Marvel roster of films on there, but it's like you don't have the other two Captain America films, none of the Avengers films
right.
are on there.
They couldn't just put Avengers and Age of Ultron or something.
Which is why I don't, you know, if you're watching a television series on Netflix, that's great. But if you're looking to watch movies on Netflix, I think it's a waste of time, man, because especially if it's something that's a series.
Yeah. I gotta admit though, I love Netflix.
I prefer to have physical media still because of that reason.
I have to tell you, they have a very cool animated series coming out in December called Pacific Heat from Australia. It looks really cool. I don't know if you guys have seen the preview for it.
Is it a Netflix original?
It's from Australia. I don't know. It's I guess it's the moniker is Netflix original. Oh. I guess or it's presented like that. Netflix original. Gannon is disgusting.
It sure was.
Please stop it.
Tastes pretty good, though.
You're sick.
They probably bought the show, and they're going to renew it for another season.
It's possible. I mean,
like,
I don't know.
That's what they did with The Killing.
Oh, yeah, the one from AMC. Yeah, yeah. That's true.
I think it was able to appear on the Netflix banner because they bought it. And they did the Arrested Development thing. They bought the rights of the show, and then they're going to do another season.
Interesting. If you haven't taken a look, if you haven't seen it, take a look at it. It's really good. But yeah, they got this is for Alika and probably me next month on Netflix. Fuller House season 2 is coming today.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's
DJ
happening.
DJ Tanner and her sister DJ Tanner.
That's right. So it's going to be cool. We're getting Fuller House finally. They apparently recast a couple of the original roles, which is par for the course when no one decides to be a part of it.
The part of Candace Cameron is now played by Cameron Diaz.
Yeah, that's true. They got some interesting casting changing. I can't remember. It's smaller roles, but they've been recast. Yeah, right. The Olsen twins.
They actually could get away with that one. They probably wouldn't look too well. I guess they do, but you can get away with that. They don't look too much like they did when they were kids.
Yeah. Well, that is true.
You could get away with it.
Yeah, they're also premiering on Netflix next month, which I thought was super cool. They got the White Rabbit Project. It's the spinoff of Mythbusters with the three guys, Tori and Grant, and I forget the girl's name, Carrie. That's it, Tori, Grant, and Carrie. So if you like the Mythbusters is over. They have a new series coming to Netflix next month, so that's kind of cool. Have you guys been fans of like the Mythbusters guys? Because those are special effects guys from Hollywood, so those guys were always super cool. Yeah. I always thought that they were super cool, some of the stuff that they would do, like, you know, could you really do the bullet time thing?
Or stuff like from movies.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they test the theory. So if your car landed in a pool, could you get out of the car like in the movies? Or how would you do it? Kind of thing.
Can
you know,
VW really float?
Right. Can you survive a plane crash? Kind of thing. And they would do those things. And that was really cool.
Did the moon landing really happen? They devoted a whole show to that.
They did. They're the ones that busted the myth about cell phones blowing up gas stations. They debunked that myth. It wasn't the cell phones. Yeah, it was crazy. Those are the guys that did that. Well, getting back to the point, Netflix is going to do their an offshoot of it with those three guys.
The B team.
Yeah, that's it.
That's what they were called.
Yeah, they were called the B team. Tori, Grant, and Carrie. And it looks super cool. They did some really cool sciencey stuff as well. I guess they're professionals in their field or whatever the case may be. So yeah, that'll be very cool to watch as well. I'm very excited for that. And then what was the other thing that I saw in here? There is an English television show coming to Netflix next month that is their version of Buffy the Vampire Slayer called Crazy Head. So if you've never seen the preview for that, that also looks super, super cool. So yeah, I think that's about it. Other than, of course, Marvel's Captain America: Civil War, which comes out on the 25th. They had some really cool stuff coming out for December for Netflix. Oh, The Colony, that USA show. I don't know if anybody's ever seen The Colony before.
I have.
The Colony on USA, the one with the guy from Lost, Josh Holloway. He's in that. So yeah. Anyway. It seems like only Alika and me are like the biggest Netflix users, I think.
Because I don't have cable at home either.
Oh. Are you a Netflix user, Todd?
Yes.
How often?
Every day.
Every day? Seriously?
Yeah, I mean, I usually throw something on in the background so that it'll just run while I draw.
Oh. You're that kind of guy. Silence is not your friend.
No, I usually have if I don't have music on, I've got some kind of show. That's why I've watched like terrible television shows. Like I've seen like the first 6 seasons of Castle, that kind of thing.
First of all, Castle is fantastic.
It's all right.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's Nathan Fillion. Come
on.
Well,
that's why I watched it. I mean, he really kind of like sells the show. I mean, the way that his acting is He's charming. It's way better than Bones.
He swept me off my feet.
That's funny.
I just pictured it. Yeah, it's actually pretty funny.
Shut up to both of you. Is that a fat joke?
No.
You guys are hilarious. You guys are going to think I'm stupid, but one of my favorite programs, one of my favorite...
Two guys, a girl, and a pizza place.
That's a good one, by the way. It's great. Three of the gentlemen that used to be on Top Gear have a new show on Amazon called The Grand Tour. If you've never seen Top Gear before, these guys have a show called The Grand Tour on Amazon. If you haven't seen it, watch the first episode. There's one new every Friday. It is great. That's a car show kind of thing. So I'm not a big car guy, but still, very cool show.
The Top Gear was very entertaining.
I love Top Gear.
I have no idea what anything about cars, but
me neither.
But watching their show and seeing the antics, that
they're funny, man. Very entertaining. They're super entertaining, and I love them. They're passionate.
And I mean the accents.
Yeah, and I love the accents. They're just phenomenal. I am not reading
Tenta Kubi.
Alika's
it's the hottest new family hentai.
It obviously says
family
this,
book.
Alika.
Oh, I thought this is Alika. Alika drew this, didn't
Alika
No. That's by somebody else.
You can't draw this.
Such a lie. Shut up, Alika. I gotta read that after. You guys are scrubs.
Honestly, I've been reading.
Read it on the pod, dude.
I'm not reading that
on
the show.
We gotta do story time with Alika pretty soon.
No, do story time with Todd. Okay, Todd.
Story time again, actually.
All right. If you guys want to.
I'm thankful for story time.
If
I don't think you can read that on the podcast.
Yeah, don't read it on the show. You guys
stink. Tentikuru. We can tell you what the title is. It's Tentikuru, A Family Hentai Adventure.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are sick puppies.
Oh, Meko, why?
Don't say that part. That's the worst part.
Oh, my gosh.
Todd attempted.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Anyway, listen. It is Thanksgiving, like we were talking about before, and I was talking about Netflix earlier. Is there anything that you guys... around this time, is there anything you guys have to or must watch during this season, like in the fall?
Star Wars! Nothing but Star Wars. I usually watch Star Wars for Christmas, like the original trilogy.
Wow.
All those 80s cartoon holiday specials, anyone that I can find. I don't know why.
Are you a Rankin and Bass guy? Like, are you like...
Rankin and Bass did...
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Santa Claus is
Coming. Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah.
Their stop-motion stuff?
Definitely, for sure.
Interesting. I was... As a kid, I liked it, but after watching it as a grown-up, I never got back
into
it.
But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the license properties. The license property stuff.
Like?
Like Garfield and Peanuts and, you know...
I will say this.
Charlie Brown Christmas.
I will say Charlie Brown Christmas is good. Happy Thanksgiving, Charlie Brown
is good.
What
happened to Christmas after the 80s? I mean, they really knew, like, they were marketing to us and it was good. Mm-hmm. Now they're, like, marketing to us and it's bad.
Yeah, that's because that's what
It's because you're an old man. Mm-hmm. It's because you don't like
that
stuff.
That's not true.
That's
like
what happens.
Stuff was cooler back then.
That's what happens when you take Christ out of Christmas. Okay? That's what happens.
I don't think it was Jesus making the 80s Christmases so great. Jesus wasn't in the Hasbro factory making Transformers and G.I. Joe's. Okay?
I know. That was Santa's elves.
That was Jesus.
Seriously.
I'm sure a lot of the people building those toys were God-fearing Christians, but Jesus himself was not doing any of that.
I have to say, though, I don't. The only thing that was memorable about the holiday shows that come around was like Schultz's stuff. The Peanut stuff was probably the most memorable stuff during this time of year. But that was it. Like, I never got into Frosty the Snowman or Rankin and Bass stuff like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer or Santa Claus is Coming to Town. That was with Fred Astaire.
What? Those are good.
Yeah, a lot of people like that stuff. CBS runs it every single year.
That's the best part about it.
Yeah, so I never got into it. So I'm not – I never got into that portion of it. Because they always start running like Thanksgiving and Christmas stuff like right around this time now. So I remember when I was growing up – that there was a show with Jacqueline Smith and Art Carney as Santa Claus. And Art Carney is Santa Claus. They go up – the father is an oil rig guy. He's the guy from – I think his name was Paul LaMatt. He's from American Graffiti. So they go up to the North Pole and they find that he's doing an oil rig thing in in the North Pole, and they happenstance upon Santa Claus and his workshop. Very interesting stuff. And the thing was, is that they, if I remember the story right, that they were demanding that he make war toys like guns and stuff, and he wasn't for that. He wasn't going to do that kind of thing. And I remember
that's un-American.
It's like, man, I don't know a Santa Claus that wouldn't make gun toys. Yeah, but anyway, it was called The Night They Saved Christmas or something or whatever. Sounds super familiar. It's like an 84 or 85. Like toys. It does. That speaking of, that is a strange movie, and for some reason,
I saw that on TV the other day. It was a great movie, and it still holds up.
It's super strange, but I find it fascinating to watch. I think it's a really Toys is a fascinating movie to watch. It's hard to take my eyes off it once you see it. So Joan Cusack is in that, and
Robin Williams,
of course.
LL Cool J.
LL Cool J is in it. You've seen Toys, right?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember much about it anymore,
though. Not since the 90s.
speaking of movies, when you were at the con, by the way, anything exciting that you pick up for your Blu-ray collection?
A bunch of Scream Factory stuff. I wish I had time to watch it all.
What'd you get?
Garbageville Kids, the movie.
You love
it. Oh, it's so good.
He's picked it up. I saw that, too, and he grabbed it first.
The most.
I picked up John Carpenter's Body Bags.
Mm-hmm.
I picked up The Collector and The Collection.
Okay, have you watched The Collection?
Yeah.
How is The Collection? That's the sequel.
You know, it's. I don't think I really got that much into the first one at first.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was the second one where I kind of locked into. It's not mind blowing, but I should say.
Oh, okay.
But it's actually not a bad. I mean, there's only two films in, but it's actually not a bad franchise. It's actually pretty decent.
Interesting. Okay. Is it worth a watch?
It's the premise is kind of like if Jigsaw was more actively involved in his traps, that kind of a thing. Yeah, I've already seen them. I just picked them up to own them. And then what else did I pick up? I don't remember. I think Dog Soldiers.
Dog Soldiers is great. That was Dog Soldiers is by Neil Marshall.
It's got a silly name, but it's a really good movie.
It's a really good movie. It's
that's why I could never give that movie a chance. I saw the box.
The title is a little on the silly side, but it's good.
What's it called again?
Dog Soldiers.
Dog Soldiers. It's by Neil Marshall, the guy who did The Descent.
Is that like an Air Bud movie?
And Centurion and Doomsday.
Not at all.
No.
It's a horror movie.
It's the dark third movie in the Air Bud series.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a what if. It's a what if Bud ended up having kids and he left them for dead. So let's just put it that way. It's pretty awesome.
It's a dark
film. Yeah, it's an English film, but worth it. If you ever watched Neil Marshall is the guy who did The Descent, which is a great movie, and he also did, I think it's still on Netflix, called Centurion, which is actually
one of the first things Michael Fassbender did.
Yep. So you picked up some good stuff.
That might have been the one that put him on the map, actually. I think
the Centurion? Yeah, it's possible. Anything else you pick up? Anything exciting for your collection?
I got the Exorcist 3 Scream Factory Edition. I have yet to have the time to actually watch the full-on director's cut, but I have been reading up on the reviews of it, and they tell you right from the jump that there's no film quality material.
There's no continuity.
Left. No. As far as assembling the director's cut, there's no actual film material anymore to actually use for that cut. So a lot of the stuff that they put back in from the director's cut is actually from a Super VHS. So the quality of the film jumps back and forth a lot.
Wow.
But it exists for the sole purpose of getting the best possible version that you can get for the director's cut. However, the reviews of it have been very unkind to it.
Mm.
That the director's cut is probably more for the director than anybody else because the ending is a little anticlimactic and it's already a slow paced kind of a film, but it's even more so in his cut.
Yeah. I mean, well, the first Exorcist was like that itself anyway, but I always appreciated the Exorcist movie, so I was always interested in the director's cut. So
the director's cut doesn't end with an exorcism.
Go figure.
Yeah, and that's what that was apparently from what I've read, not having watched the whole thing of it yet. The studio had a big problem with the fact that the movie's called Exorcist 3,
right?
But it doesn't end in an exorcism like the original film did, and they wanted it to have a more punchy ending.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those things like you hardly ever hear of a studio stepping on a film and it being good for the film. Apparently, for what it sounds like, it was actually good in this case.
Right, right. But
Brad Dourif had a much bigger role in the first movie, or the first version of the film.
And it's hard not to like that.
And Jason Miller's only really thrown in more to tie it more to the first film.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Yeah. Cool. And I always like George C. Scott. He's always cool. Yeah. So I'm a big George C. Scott guy.
He tends to ham it up sometimes.
I like that, though.
You can always tell when he's just kind of there for the paycheck and is just there to see what he can get away with. I suspect in Exorcist 3, he was trying to see how far he could push.
He
a little too big.
He did that in the his rendition of A Christmas Carol, his famous television program. Yeah. He did the same thing.
He's an actor that you can tell when you see it in his eyes that he knows he's being a little big, but he's waiting for the director to see if he's going to call cut. You kind of get that impression. He's like, oh, he's going to let me get away with that.
All right, George. Okay. All right, George. Calm down.
Bring it down about three notches,
pal. Oh, man, I tell you. Anything else? Speaking of Blu-rays, I got rid of a bunch. I got rid of
thanks for letting me know before you did that.
I know, I should have. I'm such a dummy. I should have.
Considering you're always like, oh, I didn't give the digital code for whatever movie now. But then when I get rid of my movies, I'm not going to let you know
my
first.
Collection is still fairly massive. But I got rid of some superfluous things, some extraneous things. Like, I had double copies of, like, The Fugitive. Like, I had a special edition and the first edition. I had the collection for Indiana Jones, and I had the individual Crystal Skull movie, and I was like, "What do I need this for?" I don't know. I'm a guy.
You can even take the disc out of the box set. Just keep the first three.
Yeah. So I don't know. I got
unless
rid of some stuff.
Unless the fifth movie redeems it.
Which is possible.
No, it's not.
I'm telling you right now.
The fourth movie was a dream, and so is this one.
I have to tell you something.
That's how part five opens. Like, he just wakes up. He's just like, oh, my God, what happened?
Wakes up, and he's like, a refrigerator? Really?
It's like Willie Scott's one sleeping with him, so he ended up with her in the real life, and then Short Round is still around.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. He's like the man boy.
Yeah.
Man boy.
What do you mean?
Like the servant. He's like the...
They could recast Short Round. It'll be Jet Li now.
That would be awesome.
Wouldn't it?
That would be awesome. I have to tell you, though, I'm a guy who did not like Crystal Skull in the theater that much, but when I brought it home... I brought it home, and it's a totally different view. It's a very different movie. It plays like a 1950s alien movie.
So stupid.
It's a little corny, yes. I agree with you. But I actually enjoyed it. I got to tell you, I was very shocked at how much I enjoyed Crystal Skull. I think it's a very underrated Indiana Jones movie.
Even though Shia LaBeouf is swinging around jungle vines with monkeys.
I will say this. That was the dumbest scene in the film.
Six shots of what was it in the very beginning? The little mole people? Not mole people. Oh my God, I can't think of the name of the animals in the beginning of the movie.
Gophers. Yeah. Can I say this?
Six or seven shots dedicated to those gophers.
Can I say this?
I almost thought they had something to do with the movie.
I will say that it was probably George Lucas that wanted that scene with Shia LaBeouf swinging with the monkeys in the trees.
He probably is even like, oh, and he should know fencing.
Right.
So then he can have a long sword fight in the middle of a jungle on two trucks that couldn't possibly exist in the 50s, going at high speed.
Right, right. I'm
Hollywood magic, baby.
Well, anyway.
I mean, yes, you're always supposed to suspend your disbelief with movies, but... There is also a little bit of give and take, how much you're allowed to get away with and how much you still have to kind of keep it grounded.
Okay.
Indiana Jones does a fairly decent job of keeping it grounded and still going off the rails just slightly. Crystal Skull did not. Come on.
I got to tell you, I think that movie deserves a second view, and I think everybody should give it a second chance.
I've given that movie a lot of chances, my friend.
How many times have you watched it?
I think all together maybe five times.
Wow, I've watched
maybe once or twice in the theater, and then a couple of times. After.
I've watched it less than you, but I think that it's a better movie on television, much better. I'm that kind of guy where I think that, you know, when I take into account what people pay to go watch a movie, what they pay in refreshments, and they see a film, I can see how Crystal Skull is bad. Well, it's at home, and if it's on the Sci-Fi Channel or if it's on a video,
when
it's actually might be a better movie, right? Right, so
so the less, more it stings you in the wallet, the better, the worse.
That's where I get.
You think how much money people pay for a movie is what factors into how much.
I think that for enjoyment purposes, absolutely. Can you imagine what it'd be like if you paid to see
The Force Awakens?
Like The Force Awakens. Oh gosh, I feel bad for anybody who
or
paid
Batman
to see
Batman v Superman.
Can I tell you something? I think the Force Awakens is worse than Batman v Superman, and I don't think Batman v Superman is that bad.
Don't you want anybody to have fun?
I no, it's the Force. Everyone's just so angry with the Force.
You're the only one who looks angry, yeah. Bro.
That's what I just said.
We all enjoyed it.
I know everybody enjoyed it, but me. I am very Ghostbusters. I hated Ghostbusters.
Answer the call, bro.
I had a lukewarm reception for Star Wars.
My problem was is that I thought I didn't jump aboard the hype train that much. I was excited for Episode 7, but Force Awakens was not my movie. I could not get into it. It was just something about it. I could not get into it, and I didn't like the characters.
You didn't like Finn.
I didn't. I think that Finn was probably the best thing about that movie. Because the best thing about that movie ended up dying in the beginning, or so-called died at the beginning of the film, which was, of course, Poe Dameron, which I thought would have been great for the entire film, but instead we got Finn and Rey instead of Poe. And Poe Dameron in that film would have been somebody that I would have actually enjoyed the movie more with. But as we all know, it's that movie was not his story, so obviously nothing I could do about that.
The Force isn't going to awaken with Poe.
That's correct, sir. So I don't know.
The Force awakens with Rey, I think.
I would sit and watch 3 hours, 3 hours of Batman v Superman before I go back and watch The Force Awakens. That's just me. So and
I would say the same thing though.
Yeah, I would. That's where
Batman
I'm at.
Batman v Superman had lightsabers.
if it did,
you can watch online Batman fighting Darth Vader with lightsabers.
Oh, you can.
So
that's
you can
right.
Split the difference.
Oh, that's right. Bat in the Sun, right?
Yeah. You can watch a flat out legit fan film of Batman.
Those Bat in the
Darth
Sun
Vader.
Fights are awesome, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah. Their next one's gonna be dope.
I love the fact that
Wonder
Woman
versus
both.
Wolverine.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, oh yeah,
they show they show both outcomes of the fight.
Yeah, no matter what the outcome they pick for the main, they always show the alternate.
Yeah. I also like that movie where Batman fought Wolverine for the hand of Black Widow, which was another good movie. I don't know if anybody's ever seen it before.
What? I saw this really good movie where Batman fights Superman. It was directed by Zack Snyder. It was really
speaking
awesome.
Speaking of versus films, can we have Michael Bay versus Zack Snyder?
I'm going to tell you what. Michael Bay.
Zack Snyder would beat up Michael Bay, though, because Zack Snyder looks like he actually trains. He's got some thick guns.
Michael Bay.
His arms are pretty big, too.
According to most reports, Michael Bay is kind of like a Nazi on set. He's very stringent and strict, and like, you know, you got to hit your mark. You got to do this. You got to do that.
Somebody pointed out.
That's right.
Somebody pointed out something Michael Bay that still makes me laugh to this day. They looked at a behind the scenes picture of him behind the camera with like an explosion going on, and his expression looks like he thinks the camera is shooting something out of it. And like every time I see him behind the scenes, like he does that a lot. He looks like he thinks the camera is a gun itself.
That's hilarious.
Like
I like
he's
that
firing at whatever the hell's blowing
I
up.
Think that's why I have
so
well
they,
much. That's why Michael Bay shoots movies.
Oh man, Todd, you earned your keep right there, pal.
And Zack Snyder, he just makes movies.
I have to tell you something. That's why I always find Michael Bay movies so fascinating. It just you know, when you have look.
Yeah,
no,
fascinating. They expand.
What would this movie look like with bad writing and terrible graphics and a lot of explosions?
Okay, let's.
But you know what? But the joke's not on him. The joke's on the audience.
That's true.
Yep.
Every time, because
He knows that no matter what he does on screen, because he hears all the criticism, but what does he care? He still knows at the end of the day people are going to show up.
I tell you what.
Even
when
he phones it in, he knows people are going to show up.
And let me tell you something. Even when he tries, people show up, because The Rock is a great movie. And for as cheesy as it is, everyone has to agree at this table that Armageddon is
a
good movie.
He's also a good actor.
Why do we have to agree that that's a good movie?
Because it's a very, you gotta admit, it's not good.
I will say it's an entertaining movie.
Entertaining,
and the first time I watched it,
I'm not even entertained by that movie.
Really?
I thought Armageddon was great when I first saw it, but the more I think about it, and Ben Affleck says this all the time, the more you think about it, the dumber the movie gets, because it's easier to train a bunch of oil drillers to become astronauts
than
it is to train the astronauts to be the oil drillers.
Right.
It's somehow easier to train oil drillers to be astronauts.
And you have to admit, though, that is the ridiculous.
It's the only thing that can happen in a movie, and you're supposed to go along with that conceit. But
we already talked about a movie where oil drillers have saved Christmas.
Yeah.
The next logical step is going to be for them to save the world.
That's true.
But here's the thing. It's like
America.
The audaciousness of a movie like
The rah-rah America of it all.
The audaciousness of having oil drillers become astronauts to save the planet is like, it just seems, it's so out of touch and so like weird.
It's also kind of what movies are about in the first place.
Yeah, exactly. That's why.
It's based on a true story.
Right.
It's actually not too far from what the other asteroid movie was all about.
Okay, so then let's.
Earth didn't get hit by an asteroid, did it?
I know, right?
True Thanks, story. Bruce Willis.
Yeah. It's true. It didn't.
Every time I close my eyes.
But let's look at
the thing.
Who would be someone who would be Michael Bay's peer in this category of making movies ridiculous like this?
Uwe Boll.
No. Whoa. I think someone who everybody likes to go watch. I think it's Roland Emmerich. And I think
who?
Roland Emmerich, the guy who did Independence Day Resurgence, Godzilla 2012. The list goes Day After Tomorrow. The list goes on and on.
To be fair, though,
I haven't seen any of those movies except for Independence Day.
Yeah, let's see.
To be fair, though, Roland Emmerich's aren't on the same level as Michael Bay as far as audaciousness, though.
Because
Roland Emmerich is actually trying to do a good movie. He's not, but he's actually trying to make
it. You think so?
But Michael Bay, on the opposite end, you know, watching his movies, that he's just like, I know you're
showing
up.
You don't think
anyway.
The 2012, the audaciousness of the arcs at the end of 2012 were...
I firmly believe that Roland Emmerich's like, yeah, that sounds possible.
That's awesome.
I've listened to the man talk in interviews. He probably does believe that that's possible to do in the time frame that they do it in.
Interesting. Yeah. You've never seen 2012, Todd?
Oh, God, no.
It's disaster porn.
You should. Yeah. You should. It's,
no.
It's
I'm
actually,
not, no.
For disaster porn, it's actually really good disaster porn.
It's Listen, I'm not a big fan of 2012, but it's incredibly terrible that it's a fun watch.
John Cusack outrunning
yes.
a collapsing road
yes.
while driving a limousine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, that's...
Good times.
Good times.
Yeah, but Woody Harrelson. His whole part in the movie, I enjoyed that. That was probably some of the best.
I actually wish you did in the movie more.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Everybody did. It's just, but you got to think that those movies, those people love going to see them. They're so big and spectacle, but the stories are not good. And
we'll see how much traction he has after the last Independence Day, though.
That was terrible.
It did not do very well.
Oh man, that was bad.
His Stargate reboot got knocked off the radar because of that movie.
I would not doubt it.
Which is a shame, because Stargate is actually pretty fertile ground to
Stargate,
try a reboot on.
I tell you what, Stargate was probably one of his bigger successes, or I in my personal opinion, as far as movie quality, that was his biggest success for me. I mean, not box office wise, but as
on
a movie.
Critical level.
Yeah.
Not on a financial.
Right, level. Right. So, and everybody has to admit that Stargate was a pretty keen idea at the time, with the whole Stargate and the Stargate, and then the way they had.
But
to
don't
line
you
up
think
the...
they got more out of the TV series than the film?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Oh yeah, agreed. Oh, yeah. Agreed.
Because it seemed like there was more of a fan base built off the show than there ever was with the movie.
Yeah, Stargate.
That television show started off on Showtime, right?
Yeah, it did. It did start.
It's kind of what happened with Buffy. Like there was a movie, but then when they put it on TV, that's where it really picked up steam.
In Buffy's case, I got to stick with the... I mean, I know everybody loves Joss Whedon's Buffy TV show, but that movie was the only thing I could watch.
I tell you what, the Buffy, I think the Buffy movie does not get enough credit.
Oh, I love that movie.
The Buffy
movie's amazing.
The Buffy movie is very good. Christy Swanson is great in it. Luke Perry is in that movie. I think that that's
the
a very
great Luke Perry.
Yeah, I think that's a
who
very.
Who was 43 years old when he made that movie?
And you want to know who else was in Buffy the Vampire Slayer? Donald freaking Sutherland was in that movie.
Oh yeah. Donald Trump was in that movie.
That's right. But I really like, and David Arquette is in Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the movie with Christy Swanson.
Donald Trump was in that movie. He was showing Buffy where the lobby was.
And then he grabbed her.
Never saw the movie. Saw some of the series Buffy, but I never saw
the movie. Slayer. The movie's Slayer. Really good. So that's interesting. Since we're talking movies over here, I mean, when we have somewhat look, getting back to Michael Bay, after Transformers, I believe his next project is Bad Boys.
Oh, you would think his next project would be GoBots.
What are you talking about?
That's his next project after Transformers,
no, it's
isn't
not.
It? No?
Joe Carnahan's directing Bad Boys 3.
Is he? Oh, that's right. Because
he might be producing
Michael Bay's producing it. That's
but
right.
Carnahan's directing Bad
that's
Boys
3. That's right. You're right. Absolutely. Joe Carnahan, the same guy who did Smoking Aces.
Let's be honest here. Michael Bay is probably going to be directing Transformers movies until he retires.
I'm going to tell you something right
now.
Because
he said he was going to quit after 3, then he did 4, now he's doing 5.
I have to say that there's been footage that has been leaking out for this Transformers movie. I cannot wait to see what the audience is going to be like when we do the premiere of Transformers 5. I wonder how big is going to be. I mean, I wonder if Transformers still has some juice.
I don't know. 4 still packed the house.
Man,
I
want
to see what happens with those Dinobots.
Do the others end up talking or what?
Well, we'll see. I mean, it's...
I'll show up for the premiere and leave just after the last trailer is done. I can't do it anymore.
Let me know how it goes. I'm not going to be there.
I'll be here with Format Watch.
I really can't do those movies anymore.
For me, the high point of that series for Michael Bay for Transformers was Dark of the Moon for me.
Which is the second or third one?
Third one. The Revenge of the Fallen was the second one. That was horrendous.
It was all right, I guess.
So that was the highlight for me. But anyway, I mean,
think once Bumblebee peed on John Turturro.
Oh, that was terrible.
That's when I knew those movies were
canon.
They were never going to be good.
Okay, so so is this Michael? Is Transformers Michael Bay's Avatar? Is that what we're getting at here?
Inadvertently, yeah. I don't think he's planned it out that far. He's like, all right. By the time I get to Transformers 9, this is where the story is going to be. He's not looking where the wind's going. He's just like, oh, they want to pay me how much to make Transformers 6? All right, I guess I'm doing that.
It's like after what was it? After 2,
but
he
I
was
really
like,
want another house.
After 2, he was like, I'm out. And he's like, okay, you know what? I'm going to stick around for 3. I said, but after 3, I'm out. It's like,
I just can't believe Spielberg wants to throw his name on that thing. You know what I mean? Like, that's the thing that, like, Spielberg's name meant something in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And, like, when you see his name attached to that, you're just like, really, Steven? Like, your name is like pedigree for Hollywood, yeah. And you're gonna attach your name to garbage like that?
Can I passes
your quality standards?
I'm gonna throw Spielberg a bone on this and say this. I am going to say that Steven Spielberg admires Michael Bay's movie making style. I'm gonna tell you, he may not be as poignant or as...
If anything, Spielberg likes the scope of his spectacle.
Yes, the scope of spectacle.
But there's no way Spielberg is watching those films and he's just like, his storytelling techniques are genius, and his narrative and his character development. He's not guaranteed. He's not talking about any of those things.
Well, we already...
It's the scope of his spectacle.
I honestly don't think Spielberg has sat through an entire Michael Bay movie.
There's that, too. He probably hasn't even actually watched any of them.
But we have to admit, though,
Spielberg himself was just like, "Oh, I thought it was an interesting concept. They should be movies." That's probably as far as it ever went.
Well, we, as we all know, J.J. Abrams is probably going to be the protege, or is the he is the Steven Spielberg of the 20,
our generation
20, of our generation for sure.
Well, actually, Spielberg is the Spielberg of our generation.
Right, right. But, right. Abrams is the next generation for sure. Yeah, I mean, this is a guy who's done Star Trek, Star Wars, made his own movies that were Spielberg movies in vain. Spielberg vein.
Star movies.
He's even got his own franchise. Cloverfield.
Cloverfield.
He can do Stargate.
I think.
And Starship Troopers. And Star.
That's getting its own reboot.
That's getting. Yeah.
And.
It's crazy. That's
Dancing with the Stars. And. No?
Oh. No.
That's actually what Michael Bay should do next is Starship Troopers.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Paul Verhoeven is poo-pooing the remake. He did a little...
No, he's not. Paul, I read an article where he said, like, this is the perfect time to do a reboot.
He said... Maybe you're right, because what he said is that it only works if it's satire. He said if you make a serious movie, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
I think so.
For
maybe
what, Troopers?
For Troopers.
Oh yeah.
Because he said when Hyland wrote it, it was very much a very kind of a fascist propaganda book to show what it was like with the Nazis and all the other stuff. So Verhoeven was like, "Listen, if you're going to shoot this movie, you can't shoot it dead serious. You have to be deadpan and kind of satirical about it." Because
I hope
if
they
not,
do bring back what's it called, Clancy Brown and
Rico.
No, okay.
But I didn't get when I watched Starship Troopers. I didn't get much of the satire out of it. Like I got it from the propaganda films and the like side stuff.
Right.
But the straight up storyline and action and everything. I mean, I know even it was supposed to be humorous that the brainworms are like jamming their straws in their heads.
It might have been because we were younger then.
It just seemed like a straight up action movie. No, I mean at that I was in my teens at that time. I could tell the difference between tones.
Maybe
it just seemed more like an action movie, which is why I didn't gravitate towards it. Because
I remember when I was a kid and I watched RoboCop, I didn't understand half that stuff to be satire. I just thought that was the world.
Sure,
it existed
in.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So I can see what you're saying. But adult, that I realize,
it's
supposed to be.
They're poking at stuff. Right.
The only reason
I buy that for a dollar.
Yeah, even when I was younger, the only reason I ever got that, and this is the funny part, is because I got the satire when I was younger watching RoboCop, was because of those
that cartoon.
Yes.
I mean, not commercials. The commercials in between.
No, but even that. But I'm saying I got it from the cartoons when I was growing up as a kid. Remember the cartoons they used to make in like
the
'60s,
yeah.
And you know, like
not
the Looney Tunes.
'60s.
No, like the Looney Tunes stuff. Remember when they would do the
RoboCop in the '60s?
They would do like they're not propaganda films, but they would do the ones about the future and like
the House of Tomorrow.
Right, the House of Tomorrow. They do the car that would shave you while you're driving.
And they actually had those in RoboCop, the movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Like for the sunscreen commercial and all that. Like.
So that's why I got those jokes or whatever, because it's like it's just like the cartoons when I was growing up, those Looney Tunes cartoons when I was a kid.
Yeah, some of the gags were similar.
Not Looney Tunes, MGM. The MGM cartoons. That's the ones.
MGM's had some too.
Did they?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, I always, Paul Verhoeven is, he would want to see that happen, I guess. Maybe you're right. Maybe it sounded like he didn't want it to happen because he thought it'd be too serious.
The article you read might have been pre-Trump. The one I read was post-Trump.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Oh, speaking of that. There was an interesting article about that I didn't have a chance to read. What is Hollywood going to be like under a Trump presidency, which would be interesting. What do you think they're going to be?
Lots of comic book movies, lots of movies based on films and TV shows from the business as usual.
Well,
I doubt anything's going to change.
Mm-hmm.
They'll get rid of closed captioning because he doesn't like teleprompters.
He doesn't like teleprompters. He's better off the cuff. Yeah. I'm just kind of curious where it would go if just like any form of art, like even say Todd's. How does that change in this kind of new era, as it were?
I'm going to stop doing comics and just finally write that novel.
What, do you have a title? Do you have a title for
it?
Yeah, it's called The Great American Novel.
Oh, wow. Isn't that Taken?
No.
No? Are you sure?
No.
Oh, okay.
I wrote that.
Oh, wow.
I'm writing the foreword. I'm basically trying to verbalize a 15-minute fart.
Welcome to Trump's America.
Trump-merica.
Trump-merica. Trump-merica.
A story by Melania Bernardi.
Oh, is that your wife's name now, Melania? At first it was Brandy. Now yeah. It's Melania. How nice.
She gave her hamburgers.
She's the first lady to ever talk with bad accent.
That was a horrible accent because it sounded nothing like her, and it was very Japanese.
That wasn't Japanese.
That sounded very.
It was like a little bit of I don't know.
That's you Hungarian. Revealed
I was like trying to go Hungarian.
You revealed your racism, exposing his racism.
That's very good.
Well done on both
well,
ends.
Very well done.
It's not racism. It's satire.
Where is she from?
She is. I do not.
She's Russian.
Call is she? Russian. No, she's
She's one of them Italian like models.
I'm not too sure. Is she Austrian? Now I gotta go look. Melania Trump.
Maybe that's why the right wing allowed her to become the first lady, because they didn't really understand how to be racist towards her. They're like, I know she's not American.
But
I don't know what
so
stereotypes to apply to her.
She right. looks so white. I don't know if I should hate her or because she's foreign.
She's from Slovenia. She's Slovene. A Slovene born.
That's where they made Hostel.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. All I heard is you said she's Slovene.
Is that where they made Hostel?
No, but that's where it's supposed to kind of be set at.
Oh, I was going to say. Yeah, it's interesting. So she's from.
So she's slow.
She's.
She's one of the rich ladies who pays to spill teen blood all over herself and bathe in it while they die hanging from trees.
Oh, man.
She's one of the rich clients of the Hostel.
That's awesome. Well, listen, gents, it's about that time for us to go. It's almost midnight. Before we get out of here, anybody else want to add anything before we go? Anybody doing anything this weekend? Anybody watching anything?
I got a ton of screeners in, so I gotta watch them and then write reviews.
As a movie critic, so did I. Can you divulge what it is that you?
Yeah, because I'm not going to say anything about them. So I got Trolls.
So did I.
Hell or High Water.
Me too.
Jackie, which is Jackie Onassis.
Yeah, one with Natalie
Jackie
Portman.
Kennedy. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
I thought it had that was with Jodie Foster.
Shut up.
And one more, Birth of a Nation.
Birth of a Nation. Yeah.
So I got those. I know there was another package that came in, but I didn't open it yet, so I'm not sure what's
what are you gonna tackle first?
I'll probably just binge them all one shot, just write them out from there.
I think I'm gonna try and save Trolls for last because it's kind of lighter fare and get the heavy stuff out of the way first.
Hey man, yeah, I guess so. I just don't want to.
I know
be
how
like,
it ends.
I don't want to watch it and then be like, well, nah. You
right.
know what I mean? Like, I don't want to watch something depressing and then be like, I don't want
right.
to watch anything else for right. the rest of the night.
Right, right. Hell or High Water is the one with Chris Pine and Ben Foster, which is considered one of the best pictures of the year so far. I can't wait to see it. I'm very excited to watch that.
Best picture of the year so far? The year's almost over.
Yeah, they say it's one of the best pictures of the year. It's in the running as one of the best pictures
so
of the year.
Far.
It's
like so
yeah,
far.
Yeah, the award... Award season is like early next year.
So yeah, yeah, yeah. So we normally get we are now. As reviewers we normally get movies around this time, so we'll see more of them. So we've got a lot of.
I'm thankful for Fox Searchlight for sending us movie screeners.
That's right. Ah, the advantages of being a movie critic, huh?
So cool.
So awesome.
If only the video game companies would
do the
write
same.
Me back.
And do the same. Well, anything else, guys? Are you performing anytime soon?
Nothing scheduled right now.
Nothing scheduled? What about
actually,
you?
I take that back. No, we're playing Saturday at Cajoles.
All right, Saturday at Cajoles.
Do they know that?
I totally forgot.
Do they know that? I can't
just
hear you.
Show up and...
I totally forgot.
Do they know that?
Does they know that.
Oh, Cajoles knows?
They know that. I forgot.
Does your band know?
Does your band know?
They're the ones that told me. That's
Dan's
why, that's
do
why
do
I
a
forgot.
Special acoustic evening.
Nice.
I don't even have an acoustic guitar. I should get one. Yeah, I did.
Hey,
I have a new one coming.
What about
this week,
you? What about,
about it.
What about you, Hennessy? Anything going on?
I'm just looking forward to Thursday. My Cowboys beating the Redskins.
You can't say that.
That's very
wow.
Sheesh.
Wow.
Man.
Look, hashtag no DAPL.
No DAPL.
No dapple.
We have to stand with standing room.
That's right. You want to make sure those cowboys beat those Indians. The Injuns.
Injuns. The first nomenclature.
Yeah. Sorry. What about you,
The whole family wants to go and watch Moana, so Saturday we're planning on doing that.
Good luck.
Don't forget your Polynesian skin suits.
You want some skin, man? Where's
Mona.
Mona. yeah, I'm actually looking forward to it. My family had nothing but negative things to say so far. Good. So maybe if they watch the movie, they'll come out to it. Yeah, they actually said...
Oh, they critiqued it before they saw it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're prejudging
they're one of those.
It. And what I hate is they actually said Lilo and Stitch is a better Disney movie. But honest answer, I hate Lilo and Stitch with a freaking passion.
Hey, listen. Dwayne The Rock Johnson is in it. He's Polynesian.
Well, that's the thing they're mad about is a Samoan man is playing a Hawaiian guy. But
just Hawaiian, though.
He's like pretty much in every single area.
He's an amalgamation of all Polynesia.
Yeah, thank you. And they just don't get that. So
I can't wait until Smite adds him to the God roster.
Yeah.
I'm definitely playing that.
Awesome.
By the way, Moana is voiced by a woman, a girl named Auli'i. So, come on. And her last name is Carvalho, so she's probably Portuguese too.
Pretty much.
So Portuguese. We're going to get pissed off that she's Hawaiian and Portuguese? Come on.
Maybe she's of the Portuguese.
I don't know.
Persuasion.
I just hope like this pretty much lightens the tone from them because they're just like bashing on it from when it was announced.
Were they just assuming that it was going to be culturally insensitive, or what is it that they're bashing about it?
This is just like when the Chinese didn't like when Mulan came out.
It's pretty much. That's what it is.
The McDonald's had their Szechuan sauce.
Hey, listen. The only thing wrong with Mulan was the fact that Donny Osmond had a song in that movie. That was it.
Some pretty.
I mean, I was pretty upset. Dragon, huh? Oh, and plus, Pat Morita played the emperor, and Pat Morita's Japanese.
Yeah, but the emperor was like Asian Dumbledore.
I think he's actually from Hawaii too.
In the true spirit of Japanese, he's more than happy to take a Chinese job.
That's wow. That got real political real fast.
I like Mulan.
It had Ming Na.
They didn't discover Chow Yun Fat.
Yeah,
I'm a
huge fan of Ming Na Wen. So
yeah, I like Mulan.
Man, that woman is beautiful.
She is. Anyway,
even in her 50s.
Right. Hey, so anyone else at this table have a problem with Moana? No?
Well, I have like a family of 15 going with me in negative thoughts, so
okay, good.
Hopefully it changes.
Were they part of the group that was like, why does Maui look fat?
Mm-hmm. No, it's not really fat. It's just they're like, oh,
I know there
was
people that were like
that's the one.
What do you mean, what's wrong with his face?
Well, because they said, why does he look so Micronesian? Like, oh, good Lord.
What?
Does he look Micronesian?
I just don't see the problems.
Wow.
Like, they're like, this is such a bad thing.
You kind of see the Micronesian parallel. All
right.
I know a lot of, like, local uncles that look like that.
Yeah.
The thing after about the Polynesian is cross, like, a lot of the cultures cross anyways, so people who are one kind of Polynesian are usually not just one, you know.
They're
what I mean?
Many.
They're mixed.
Polynesian. Mm. But it's like, you know, the way I look at it is maybe a Tahitian found Big Island, and then someone found Maui, and then someone found this.
Well, that's the other thing is, with Hawaii in the past, you don't know exactly how it went, but there was Tahitians and Samoans and other islanders
that
came together to become Hawaiians eventually.
Exactly. Well, they all come from the Marquesas anyway. I don't understand why everybody's all ticked off. So they come from the Marquesas. That's where the Hawaiians, when the Hawaiians came here.
They all came from Africa on a land bridge, okay?
But anyway.
You're not kidding?
So anybody
when
else
he says
have
land bridge, he means
actually,
the Bifrost.
I'm going to acknowledge what Todd Stone said a lot when he demanded an actual review from us.
Sure, we'll do one.
Pretty cool.
Don't worry.
Oh, Tass Holmes? Yeah.
Well, he wants to hear a genuine local reaction.
We will definitely be reacting.
So does that mean Todd puts on the Polynesian skin suit and he gets his review on?
He can't give his review until he wears his
skin
suit.
Oh, man. If Todd does the podcast in brown face,
we need to do that episode.
I think that...
but they don't have the suit anymore. Oh, you could wear like one of those sumo suits and then we'll just draw the tattoos on it. Huh? How's that?
That sounds...
I got a sneaking suspicion that his back is going to have a lot of penises on it.
Yeah, but they're trying
to drawings of penises too.
Fish hooks.
Yes.
Hey, they're fish hooks.
With their tribal penises.
Right?
That's good.
I'm
the
not
balls have
barbed
wire.
Hey, but have you seen some of the behind the scenes stuff?
I haven't seen any
like all the a lot of the Disney animators went to other Polynesian islands.
Oh, no. That's
yes,
the part
they did. They went to Tahiti. They went to Fiji. They went all over the place.
They did some really good, well-researched things. Mm-hmm. And this is where I say it's going to be better. Mm-hmm. I can.
That's where they found out that all Polynesians look the same. That's probably, what happened.
No, but I did.
Two of the writers actually went to high school on Oahu.
Yeah. Well, look, in all honesty, regardless of whatever happens with this Moana movie, we're not doing the premiere, obviously, because we're here tonight. But we have to do our best to go all see it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay? Because we have to do a review.
We have instructions from Tad Stones.
That's right. Tad Stones has requested that we do it.
So we're all going to get together as the Nerd Watch.
And we will do what we... I doubt we'll be able to get the time to do it together.
We can't rally all the troops that way.
No, we can't. There's no way. So everybody do a little homework.
Yeah, it's not Star Wars.
Watch it individually, and then we will... We will all try, and hopefully we'll all have been able to have seen it as of... next week,
the only
Tuesday.
Thing I know is it can't. Nothing can be as racist as Zootopia. So I'm gonna feel safe bringing my kids to see this movie.
Good for you. Yeah. Good for you. And Zootopia is already on Netflix anyway. So good.
Yeah, my kids watch it all the time. They're like,
they must really love that movie. By the way,
they're like goose step into the bathroom after they watch it.
That's awesome. So, yes, we have to do our level best to try and watch. We don't have to go together, but we do have to watch it. So Tad is going to be meeting with the producers of Moana, which is very cool.
Do you know
for
when?
Us. Don't know when, but the sooner we watch it, I'm guessing, the better. So we can give him our take on – or the local take on Moana. So that'll be fun.
Let's have lots of Spam Musubis mm-hmm. and Heinekens. Mm-hmm. And then
and we'll all stand out by our cars and blast music.
Yeah.
So do we all talk pigeon?
Play some Bob Marley in the background.
One? No.
Have fun trying to get
me. Gee, you don't do that.
We don't do that.
No, we don't do that.
No.
No.
I could do my entire review that way if you want.
That's what I'm saying. We can all do the review.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'll go into character.
Right.
And
that's what I'm saying.
I'll do my entire review. And
I'm thinking that I could start off the show like that.
No.
Hello, buddy. Welcome to the Nerd Watcher.
No, that sounds terrible. That's awful.
Oh, wow.
No. No. That sounds forced.
Hello, buddy. Chew. No?
Doesn't you sound like the Japanese uncle that was like
all right.
from Japan but then brought here.
I'll work on it.
You sound like Rob Schneider.
Nice.
In different states.
Okay, well, I'll work on it for next week Tuesday. I can't
just
wait.
Just my good eye.
All right, we're gonna.
Shocks. All right, when you touch the
we're parts. Gonna do. We're gonna do next week's podcast all in pigeon. Yes.
No, that hurts the
pigeon watch.
It hurts the ear.
Watch. No. No, I'm gonna farm it on that.
All right. Let's not. Anyway, guys,
I'll do it. I'll try to find a way to do it in Bane's voice.
Stop. It. No.
Oh,
these guys say acting on a game.
It's horrible. That's terrible. That's bad.
All right, now you do it as walking.
I can't.
It's bra.
Ho.
Bra.
Ho.
Ho.
How do you stay?
Good time. Oh, that's fantastic.
Well, plans for anyone else?
No. That was enough for me.
Enough for me. All right. We'll see you next week.
You just want to do Skeletor like that.
That's what I actually
know. Even if we don't do Magnum next week, we will be doing the regular Nerd Watch. And hopefully, if everybody's seen it, we'll do a special episode of Moana.
And then we'll do a special Thanksgiving edition.
Thanking for Magnum.
So we'll be back next week, guys, for another edition of Magnum. I, of course, am G-Money, joined by Gannon, Todd, Format, Alika, Swan, and, of course, the Sage.
And for those of you that weren't able to join us tonight.
Yeah.
We're thankful.
We are out of time, and we'll see you guys next week. Will you stop breathing into the microphone? God dang it, Gannon. Swear to God. Yeah, I can already. Why do I put up with this? Yes, idiots. We're out of time. Peace out. Much love. Stay fresh. Stay fresh. I haven't done that in forever. Stay nerdy.
Stay nerdy.
That was my.
That's
the other
Marshmallow
that's,
Man.
Yeah, that's the other radio thing.
Stay fresh and stay puffed.
Stay puffed. Stay fresh and stay puffed. I might use that. So until next time, of course, we say to you guys, see you later. Have a good week. We'll see you. We'll catch
this
you back here.
This brought to you by Maxpad.
Next week.
Stay fresh.
Oh, and follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/NerdWatch. And we'll see you guys next week right here on NerdWatch Magnum. Latest.
Magnum!